Well, today I'm here with Dr. Sabina Eggers and we're going to be talking about the importance of vitamins. Hi, Sabina.
Hello, Yvonne.
So you're going to give us some insight into vitamin D and vitamin C and the importance of both.
Yes. Yvonne, people often ask me why they should take a food supplement when they have a really good diet. And I suppose the problem with the foods that we can buy today is that it's often processed and not organically grown, and it might be frozen, and that way it will lose a lot of the vitamins and minerals that our bodies need. So that's why I suggest to people to take a quality pharmacy-grade supplement, because that will give our body exactly the amount of the nutrient that we need in every single dose we take. And the two vitamins I would like to focus on today are vitamin D, and that we know as the sunshine vitamin. And we all know that vitamin D is great for bones as it boosts the calcium absorption, and it's also great for calming inflammation down in the body. It's amazing for the mood, and a lot of psychiatrists have recognized that now, that people who suffer from mental illness or mental strain, and especially at this special time, need vitamin D. But it is really fantastic for the immune system.
Right, so it's really essential for us, and I suppose here in Ireland we don't get enough of that with the lack of sunshine.
This is it. Every country in the Northern Hemisphere, and as you know, I'm from Germany, we just don't get enough of vitamin D. And also, because we are quite fair-skinned, when we go out in the sun in the summer, we put on sun factor, you know, factor 30 or 50. And again, that will prevent our bodies from making the vitamin D.
So, Sabina, what would you recommend people should be looking for?
Well, I would look for a really good vitamin D supplement. That is a supplement where the vitamin D is in an oil capsule. And I'm looking for a pharmacy grade product, because it means that the quality is there and the product is blister packed, as your listeners will know it from tablets. And the one I have in mind is produced by Pharmanord. And there are three vitamin D products, all of pharmacy grade quality available. One is one that contains 1,500 units, and that's the one I would recommend from about April to September. And as we go into the winter now, we need to take a higher dose, and I'm talking about for adults, that's from 12 years of age. We would need 3,000 units a day.
Wow, it sounds like a lot, but it probably isn't.
It's not really. The safe daily dose of vitamin D for adults is 4,000 units. So we are on the safe side. And then for children from 2 years of age, it would be 200 international units a day, which would be available in a lemon-flavored capsule for children.
So it's important for the kiddies to get their vitamin D also.
Oh, absolutely, especially for newborns, you know, and for any age, really. From when you're born, you need vitamin D for your bones. And that comes in drop form. But this is now just available, these ones here, in an oil capsule-filled form for children from 2 years on, and then, you know, for older people.
Yes. So the name of the product is Pharmanord, is it?
It's the Pharmanord Bioactive D Pearls.
And that's a good one.
That is the one I would recommend, because it has the vitamin D, which is oil soluble, as opposed to vitamin C, you know, soluble, I should say, as opposed to vitamin C, which is water soluble, already dispersed in olive oil, so easy to absorb.
And now we'll go on to vitamin C. What are the importances of that?
Well, vitamin C is a water-soluble vitamin, so it means we can't overdose that. And it's very important for skin healing after surgery or during healing of ulcers. But we know also that the deficiency of vitamin C can lead to scurvy. And we've seen it in the past, you know, when sailors suffered from scurvy and they actually died of it. because they didn't have fresh fruit or vegetables. And clinical studies have shown that vitamin C reduces the duration of the common cold and the severity of symptoms such as sneezing and coughing, especially when we take it at the very beginning of a cold. So I take vitamin C 1,000 milligram every day because we can't eat enough oranges. I mean, we're looking at about 1,000 milligram of vitamin C a day. Again, that would be for adults. And that would be the equivalent of eating 11 oranges.
Okay, so no matter how good you are with your fruit, that's, you know, you're never going to make it up really by just eating.
No, and vitamin C, as it is an acid, ascorbic acid, you know, if you eat too much of it or if you drink too much orange juice, not using a straw, that can actually cause the enamel of your teeth to decay. So vitamin C is better taken in a tablet. And there are good preparations on the market. I'm looking for a time-release vitamin C where you're getting the vitamin C, the 1,000 milligram, throughout the day, slowly released, as opposed to one that you pop into water and drink. So,
okay.
You know, there is an Irish product called Sona Vitamin C 1000. So one of these at these special times, because it's so important to power up our immune system.
And can children take these as well, Sabina?
Well, the tablets are quite large, so we would need to look at smaller, you know, a smaller tablet, maybe a 500 milligram, if they can swallow that, or break half of the effervescent tablet and just put that into water. You know, it's better than nothing.
So I suppose the key thing here is that if people are kind of concerned about their health or taking stuff, what you're really saying is take vitamin D and vitamin C and you're pretty much sorted.
Yes, yes. It's like Lego. You know, you want to take vitamins which serve a special purpose. And these two vitamins are the ones that power up the immune system, and it's so important, plus having a positive attitude.
Yes, and that's very important, especially at this time with the current pandemic and everything. It's good for people to keep up their health, mental health and physical health.
Yes, and we can support that with food supplements. And I think we always looked at food supplements as something that was probably needed in the past, but it's needed even more so now. And all the current research is showing that we need to have food supplements in our diet to promote optimum health.
Yes, it's very important. So would you give us the name of those products again that you would recommend?
Yes, the vitamin D products are PharmaNord Bioactive Pearls, and they come in three different strengths. One is 1,520 units. They would be the one for the summer. We are now looking at the 3,000 units. They come in an orange and white pack. And then for the children from 2 years of age onwards, it's the 200 units. It's a lemon-flavored capsule for children.
Okay. And
the vitamin C?
Yeah.
We are looking for, if possible, a slow-release vitamin C, which would be a Sona vitamin C 1000. And if these are too big for maybe even children from 12 years on to swallow, we could use two of the 500 milligrams by Sona. And there's also a BioCare product available from health food shops, and that would also contain 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C.
Well, that's very interesting, Sabina, and I suppose people need to look out for themselves, and that was a great piece of information there. Thank you very much for joining us here today to discuss this.
You're very welcome.
And that was Dr. Sabina Eggers talking there on vitamin D, vitamin C, and the importance of both.